Witches of the world will cast a massive spell on President Trump on Friday night. Before you wipe this off as a conspiracy theory or as, of course, junk or fake news, stay tuned. I want to show you something. The next 4 years could spell double toil and trouble for President Trump. Witches of the world will cast a mass spell on the commander-in-chief Friday night in a ritual that calls for an unflattering photo of Trump, a tower tarot card, salt, a candle, a feather, and either a stub, the stub of an orange candle or a baby carrot. The stroke of midnight, right, is a binding spell to deter the president from doing harm, not a hex or curse meant to harm him. Writer and magical thinker Michael M. Hughes, 50, explained to the Daily News, "That's rather interesting. Why in the world are witches going to cast a spell if it doesn't work?" You know, you get what I'm saying. But you know, to add to the intrigue of it all, did you know that a giant false idol will be unveiled today? You've all heard this deity before. In fact, it's such an idol of the world that it's sitting outside of CERN. Today is a day of mass importance in Hinduism, a day they put aside to worship Shiva, the destroyer. In honor of the false idol, India unveiled a 112-foot face of Shiva, the Lord of Yoga. Prime Minister Modi delivered a speech at the unveiling that should be concerning to anyone who believes yoga is simply a way to stay in shape. It would be very unfair to see yoga only as a set of exercises that keeps the body fit. Yoga is far beyond physical exercises. Yoga makes the individual a better person in thought, action, knowledge, and devotion. Yoga is the catalytic agent ushering transformation, he said. PM Modi's statements on yoga should make it clear that those who don't wish to worship Hindu deities should not participate in yoga. The word yoga, when translated from Sanskrit, means to yoke. When someone does the asanas in yoga, they are bowing down and yoking to Hindu deities. Whether they know it or not, this should not be taken lightly, folks. This should not be taken lightly. I don't know how many people are involved in yoga, but I know for a fact that there are a lot in this world that are. And they have literally no clue as to what the hell they're doing. Even the instructors have no idea that they're yoking to deities. I want you to think about that for a sec. That's how deceptive it is. That's how hidden it is. That means there's more to it. A lot more. Recently, we did a two-part series on Hinduism's involvement in the New Age movement, the Club of Rome, and the United Nations. We discussed how the UN is working to bring about the New World Order, and one of their main methods, as of late, are the Sustainable Development Goals that call for mass action against the fake climate change agenda. Modi stated, "When India mooted the idea of the International Yoga Day at the United Nations, it was received with open arms." He then goes on to explain that having many countries at once practicing yoga on International Yoga Day has the potential to herald in a new yuga, a new era, a yuga of peace, compassion, brotherhood, and all-around progress of the human race. The peaceful, new peaceful era, the United Nations, those behind the UN, the Club of Rome, and Hindus are giving rise to, is a plan that was made long ago. It goes back to the very beginning, the fight between Yahweh and Lucifer, the deceiver. We see its manifestation right before our eyes, and today another false idol to Shiva was unveiled, much like the one sitting outside of CERN. These agendas are all aligned, and the satanic worship is at an all-time high today. I want to show you something. Maha Shivarati, 2017. Why world's largest particle physics lab CERN has a statue of the Lord Shiva? Why in the world does CERN have a statue to Shiva outside? Many Hindus celebrate this day on February 24, 2017, in accordance with the Hindu calendar, to venerate Shiva, who is considered one of the most important deities in the religion. Interestingly, Shiva, who is also known as Nataraj and symbolizes the life force, has a statue at CERN, Switzerland, home to the Large Hadron Collider and one of the premier research institutes in the world. Why does one of the world's premier research institutes have a statue of Shiva? Unveiled on June 18, 2004, the 2-meter-tall statue was a gift from the government of India. A plaque next to the statue with a quote by Fritjof Capra explains its significance. Hundreds of years ago, Indian artists created visual images of dancing Shivas in a beautiful series of bronzes. In our time, physicists have used the most advanced technology to portray the patterns of the cosmic dance. The metaphor of the cosmic dance thus unifies ancient mythology, religious art, and modern physics. Do you know what that means? This is epic. Physicist Fritjof Capra further explained in the Tao of Physics, the dance of Shiva symbolizes the basis of all existence. At the same time, Shiva reminds us that the manifold forms in the world are not fundamental, but illusory and ever-changing. Modern physics has shown that the rhythm of creation and destruction is not only manifest in the turn of the seasons and the birth and death of all living creatures, but is also the very essence of inorganic matter. Folks, this article came out Monday, February 22nd, 2016. Just last week, Emily wrote the exclusive, in which we detailed how Hinduism is infiltrating science, how Hinduism is infiltrating the church, how Hinduism is covertly subverting our culture, the West. In the latest exclusive, we exposed this, and now it's on Daily News and Analysis, dnaindia.com. And of course, it has to do with Shiva at CERN. We've been covering CERN for so long. We've exposed a lot about CERN and how they are actively bringing in demons. Whether you believe it or not. Here's the catch. Most people are so brainwashed that the first mention of the word demon or spiritual, it's the turnoff point. No one wants to listen to it anymore because it's just some, you know, it's from a book 2,000 years ago. But I'll tell you what, the people that don't actually do the research on science itself and where it came from fail to realize that it's all based in occultic Hinduism. The Club of Rome, the UN, and other organizations, elitist organizations, have all based their entire attack against Christianity and against God in Hinduism. In fact, the entire New Age movement is based in Hinduism, from Hinduism. We've just done a massive exclusive exposing this in episode 5 of the Club of Rome. Their tactics, who is behind it, how it's connected to the United Nations, how it's connected to sustainable development and Agenda 21. You need to see this. But here it is in plain text. Unveiled on June 18, 2004, the 2-meter-tall statue was a gift from the government of India. A plaque next to the statue with a quote by Fritjof Capra explains its significance. Hundreds of years ago, Indian artists created visual images of dancing Shivas in a beautiful series of bronzes. In our time, physicists have used the most advanced technology to portray the patterns of the cosmic dance. They have no idea what they're messing with. Or it's deliberate. Because if it is deliberate, folks, then guess what? They're bringing in ancient evil. They're bringing it back to the surface. There are connections all over the place. And we're going to do our best to expose them. Starting with the Club of Rome. Go check it out. But before we close, I wanted to read this prayer with you because today is a big day. And we must fight the evil forces at play here. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray for those who have been led astray into the New Age religion and to the science religion that has adopted Hindu teachings or that is based in Hindu teachings, and for all Hindus. Lord Jesus, convict their souls unto repentance, that they may come to know and serve you with their whole being. We pray against the false teachings and idols of Hinduism, especially Shiva the Destroyer, this day. In Jesus' name, we proclaim that no weapons formed against us or the church will prosper. We break all of the power of mantras, yoga, especially Kundalini, Hindu witchcraft or occultism, off of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love and deliverance. You reign forever. In Jesus' name, fight the good fight, folks. Amen. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.